This hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by Baylor Scott & White Health, changing healthcare for the better. Learn more at GetBetterTexas.com. And now, changing Texas gardening for the better, here's our friend Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Stubby. Good morning, everybody. Our second hour for this good morning, and happy Veterans Day. Respectful, a thank you to veterans on this day. A couple things to mention to you. If you are Peggy in Princeton, stay right there because you're our next call up. I'll do my SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and then we'll go right to Peggy. I have not given the phone number for an hour for the reason being we had full phone lines, and I didn't want to have people waiting. But Peggy is the only call we have right now, so I'll give them right now. The number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. So you'd be second on the docket to right after Peggy if you chose to call right now. I hope you will. I'd like to see those lines fill up, 800-288-9227. And as I did last hour, I will promise to you that I'll try to give succinct and clear answers. One topic per call, please. And we'll be able to move through our calls fairly quickly, 800-288-9227. And then the other thing I wanted to mention to you is that 6 days from now, I will be going back to, I'll still be on WBAP on Sunday mornings, 8 until 10, just as I am right now. But next Saturday, I will go back to the frequency where I began in 1978, and that is KLIF 570 AM. I'll be on right after Ed Wallace and the car show. I'll be on from 1 until 3 at KLIF. So I'll have a Saturday program and a Sunday program. These are sister stations in the same building, and station management says, hey, fine to promote back and forth. So I said, that's kind of fun. So that's where I began in 1978. I was on 570 for about 2.5 years before I moved to another frequency, before I moved to WBAP right here. So I am looking forward to hearing some of you on my air on KLIF next Saturday afternoon, 1 to 3. I'll have the phone number. I have it, but I'm not going to give it now. It would just confuse things. But I'll have it in eGardens, my newsletter. I'll have it on my website, and we'll certainly be promoting it starting at 1.00 or 1.06 when we go on the air Saturday. So look forward to that very, very much. Thank you. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Coco. Coco is fabulous. Coco is just fabulous. I sent her photo to a couple of people. I said, look at this, sweetheart. She's a 6-year-old female Dalmatian Australian Shepherd mix, weighing 46 pounds. She has a thin white coat with black spots near her eyes, and her eyes are different colors. One eye is blue, the other eye is brown, giving her a unique appearance. With her small stature and gentle demeanor, she also makes a wonderful lap dog. She enjoys meeting new people, going for walks, and cuddling with her favorite humans. Coco is very polite. She gets along with both other dogs and with children. She knows how to sit on command. She appears to be house trained. Now, there is a sentence in that one. And rides well in the car. She's quite a lady. If you're looking for a loyal friend for life, Coco is the dog for you. She's waiting to meet you at the SPCA of Texas Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. Why don't you go out and meet Coco, and you will fall in love with her as I have. Now, if you want to see what she looks like, I'll bet they have the very same photo on the website that they sent to me. Here is how you find her. It's, of course, www.spca.org/findapet. That's all smashed together like we do in this day and age. SPCA.org/findapet. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Coco has already been spayed, microchipped, and has had all of her age-appropriate vaccines. They invite you to bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet-and-greet before adopting a new dog. Coco will be waiting for her new forever family to come meet her at the SPCA of Texas Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive, west of Hampton Road. In McKinney, the SPCA of Texas also features dozens of dogs and cats, small mammals, equine, and livestock at the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center. That's at 8411 Stacy Road, a quarter mile east of Custer and a couple of miles north of 121. Both of the SPCA of Texas Animal Care Centers are open noon until 6, Sunday through Wednesday, noon until 7, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The SPCA of Texas dog is Coco at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center. Again, the address 2400 Lone Star Drive, west of Hampton in West Dallas. That report is sponsored by my friends. They can be your friends at Wortham Brothers Roofing Company. We have a new Wortham Brothers roof on our home, and my goodness, we couldn't have made it through this year without it, because we were beginning to have the front end of roof leaks. And we don't know where they came from, but they got them fixed. They really got them fixed. Wortham Brothers, Texas premier roofing contractor, serving the entire Metroplex with the finest in roofing since 1986. They have the experience of tens of thousands of roofs installed, all kinds of roofs. They certainly do slate, metal, clay and concrete tile, and of course, composition roofs. Hail or wind damage, if you think you might have some, give them a call. The home inspection, the roof inspection is absolutely free. They know what they're looking for. They can show it to you. You don't have to go up on the roof with them. They can take photographs and show you exactly what they have found. And if you are concerned about an anniversary coming up of one of the damage, one of the storms, you usually have a year to get your claim filed. They have a way of knowing when the storm was in your area, and they can kind of work with you on that. Of course, they're not going to file the claim for you or anything along that line, but they can tell you if there is significant roof damage. Regardless of that, if you put a new roof on your home, you want it to be done by the best, and Wortham Brothers Roofing Company is the best. I know because I watched them work. I know because we have a Wortham Brothers roof, and I could not be more thrilled. We have a 40-year roof. We had a 30-year roof before, and they offered some suggestions. It didn't cost much more and are so much better. For example, the roof vents, the ridge vents that they put in, really cut our utility bills this summer. Wortham Brothers, let them show you the way. 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com. Wortham Brothers Roofing Company, wbroofing.com, 972-562-5788.
No one ever said you need to be sick to get better. That's why Baylor Scott & White Health is innovating how people get well and stay that way. Learn more at GetBetterTexas.com.
I'm for that. Let's go to Peggy in Princeton. Peggy, thanks for waiting on me.
Oh, thank you, Neil. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes.
My problem is with my redbud trees. I've never had any problems with them till about 2 years ago. And one of them started getting these hard, looks like a hard knot that attaches itself to one of the branches, and it just spreads.
All right. How large are these knots?
Oh, about the size of a marble. Maybe a little bigger than a marble.
All right. So let me describe something, and you tell me if I'm way off base or if it sounds like it. If you took a ping pong ball and cut about 1/4 of it and made it look like a redbud limb and just had that right on the branch, just 1/4 of a ping pong ball, about that size, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, maybe even a little bigger. Some of them are a little bigger. You know,
those are called burls, and you will see it pretty commonly on redbuds as they get old. How old are your redbud trees?
Well, the first one that it started with, and I didn't have it on the others, at least.
Your phone's cut.
15.
Okay, 15 maybe, or 20 years old?
Yeah, about 15 years old. Uh-huh.
Okay. Peggy, I could show you in McKinney, 10 miles down the road from you, I could show you 3 or 4 redbuds that are older than that, but that are just all burled up. They're just loaded with these burls. And this happens. It doesn't kill the tree, but it does show up on the trees once they get some age to them. Age will kill redbud trees. They have about a 35 or 40-year life expectancy. Uh-huh. And the burls come toward the end of that life expectancy. It's usually not at 15 years. But that doesn't mean it couldn't happen then.
Well, mine is spreading. You
know, no, I know. That's exactly what happens. Let me put it a different way. I collect for years. I don't turn pens right now because I've been hit with vertigo pretty badly. But I, for 20 years, collected wood. And the only wood from Redbud that I wanted was the burled wood. So I had my eyes on Redbud trees all around Collin County for that exact reason. I watched these things like a hawk, and I can guarantee you this is what's happened. And so that's what's happening. Just
so
leave it alone. It's not killing
it?
It's not killing your tree. If the tree is dying, it's dying, could be dying from red-headed wood borers. It could be dying from being older than you think it is, although if you planted it, you know how old it is. It could be dying from other things, but it's not dying because of the burls.
Oh, okay.
So, and there's nothing you can do about them anyway. Burls on other trees, on other types of trees, burls can get quite large. There are burls in Collin County that are as big as a washing machine on trees.
Oh.
There are burls in the redwoods in California that are bigger than automobiles, and the trees just do quite well. So,
well, it seems like these burls, they don't bother any of my other trees.
No, it's just it won't bother all the red buds. The one that you are seeing is specific to red buds. That type of burling growth is specific to red bud.
I
can show you a crepe myrtle that has burls. I can show you two. One of them is right by El Dorado Country Club. One of them is by a Compass Bank off Preston Road in Frisco. I mean, these are things that I watch, and all I can do is put my arm around your shoulder and say, just sit tight because they're not causing the problem.
Oh, okay.
Atta girl.
I just didn't want them to die.
Well, they will eventually die. That's the nature of all living trees.
But they'll keep blooming for a while.
But the burls, and they'll probably sprout out from below, and you'll get a nice regrowth, and that's the interesting part of it. But the burls are not responsible. Peggy, I appreciate your call. Have a great day. Thank you, ma'am. All right, let me get a break out of the way. Christine is in Dallas, and we will be talking hyacinths with Christine. If you'd like to call, I'd love to hear from you. Toll free, anywhere you can hear me. It's 800-288-WBAP. Numerically, that's 800-288-9227. And I'd invite you to call right now, please, won't you? 800-288-9227. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is not in stores and it's not on Amazon. It's my book. And when I started the book, I decided I wanted to do something totally different than I had ever done before. In fact, I was going to self-publish it, which I did, which means that you hire a graphic designer and you hire an editor. And I hired Cindy Smith and Carolyn Skye, two ladies with whom I had worked for 10 or more years each and respected immensely. They're very, very skilled, and the three of us put this book together. It's now in its third printing, printed by Clear Visions in San Antonio. That was one of my requirements, was that it be printed in Texas. The book is called Lone Star Gardening. It doesn't need to be printed in China. Most publishing houses now print in China to save money, and they will do soft cover books. This is a hardcover book, and it's printed on high-quality paper. And it has 840 photographs. Most publishing houses, many anyway, want to cut way back on the number of photos that they put in the books just to cut costs. That's why I wanted to self-publish. And you know what's interesting is that I was still able to print this book and sell it to you for only $33.95 plus tax and postage. That's the amazing thing. One reason that I'm able to do that is I chose not to put it on Amazon, not to put it in stores. So there are no middle people, middle men, middle women in this one. It is directly from my office to your mailbox. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, covering all aspects of outdoor gardening in Texas. The first copy you buy is the regular price of $33.95 plus tax and postage. As a Christmas offer for you for a very limited time, the second and third books are available to you at $28.95 if they're shipped at the same time to the same mailing address. I sign all the books before they go out of our office. I'll be signing tomorrow. If you'd like to order, the best way to do so would be to go to neilsperry.com. Remember, not in stores, not on Amazon. If you go there, you get a book that was written in 1991 by me. This is the one that is quarter century newer. NeilSperry.com, NeilSperry.com. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you just don't want to order online, you can call my office Monday through Friday at 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. But remember, it's a limited time offer. Call or go online right away. NeilSperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Shades of Green in Frisco is the right place for the right plants. Add fall color to your landscape with beautiful pansies, mums, snapdragons, cyclamen, and colorful cabbage and kale, as well as shrubs, vines, ground covers, ornamental grasses, and perennials. A phenomenal selection of plant material arrives weekly at Shades of Green in Frisco. Come by today and save big on 3-gallon perennials with their buy two, get one free sale. They have a great selection of pollinator favorites, including flame acanthas, autumn sage, hot lip salvia, trailing purple lantana, Greg's Blue Mist Flower, Society Garlic, and more. And they're all grown pesticide-free by Shades of Green. That's buy two, get one free on 3-gallon perennials while supplies last. Need some landscape inspiration? Give Shades of Green a call to arrange an appointment with the professional landscape designers. They are experts when it comes to creating unique landscapes using well-adapted, heat-tolerant plant selections that can survive and thrive in North Texas. Visit them on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com.
For more than 20 years, I've told you about Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. They hold the patents. They led the way. First with a warranty that's transferable owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Don't let expanding and contracting clay soils tear up your foundation and ruin your house. Call for their free home inspection. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. It's foundationrepairs.com.
Hi, I'm Stephen Issa, principal of Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is in McKinney ISD, but it's open to students from other districts. Substance abuse occurs in all populations. Serenity High offers a small, sober learning environment. Serenity High is a self-paced school. Students enter when they complete rehab and graduate when they complete all of their coursework. For more information, call 469-302-7830. We find that students really want to attend Serenity High. They find a comforting and supportive environment here.
All right. Thank you, Stephen, very, very much. Let me tell you right now about the fine folks at Baylor Scott & White. These are the people who bring this hour to you. It's a very important group to me as far as I'm concerned, not only for the sponsorship, but for my own health and welfare. The message is that no one's ever said that you need to be sick to get better. That's why Baylor Scott & White Health is innovating how people get well and stay that way, where prevention might just be the prescription. Teaching is on the treatment plan, and everyone is always on the same team, your team. At Baylor Scott & White, they believe getting better is a way of life, and that begins with their commitment to put patients and members at the core of everything they do. Patients are why the professionals at Baylor Scott & White work tirelessly to make healthcare work better, ensuring that we all can access the care we need when we need it. Here's what your friends at Baylor Scott & White say. Better, and this is a quote, better is who we are. It's who we've always been and always will be. It's what drives us to look beyond the hospital walls and push beyond the status quo, never settling for anything less. And it's how we create the healthcare experiences that inspire a life well lived. Because that's what being better is all about. Baylor Scott & White Health, changing healthcare for the better. Learn more at GetBetterTexas.com.
You deserve winning healthcare. Baylor Medical Center at Uptown is rated high-performing in hip replacement and knee replacement by U.S. News & World Report Best Hospitals. Find a physician at GetBetterTexas.com.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to Christine in Dallas. Christine, this is Neil. Thank you for waiting.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Is it a good idea to plant hyacinth bulbs here in this Dallas area?
Well, let me tell you the facts about hyacinths, and then you can decide. Hyacinths are, as you know, extremely fragrant, and they're very colorful.
Mm-hmm.
They are very dependable. Those are the pluses. The minuses are that they bloom for about 2 weeks, and they bloom one time. It is very rare for them to bloom a second time another year.
Oh.
And so they are a one-time plant, pretty much like tulips are.
Uh-huh.
And so if you know going in that that's the case, then you won't be disappointed. You get that beautiful fragrance and the good looks for a couple of weeks, and you're satisfied with that. But if you expect them to establish and come back year after year, then you would be disappointed. So that's your decision at that point.
Okay, because I've heard that the tulips, you had to replant them year after year.
You don't really replant, as in digging and replanting. You discard and plant new ones each year.
Oh.
Yeah, I have to be careful how I say that because the wording is confusing. Tulips are also annuals. We treat them as annuals. Much of America treats them as annuals. They're planted around Christmas. You have to give them a pre-chill. Hyacinths require the same thing. They have to be put in the refrigerator for 45 days at 45 degrees and then planted around Christmas, a little before Christmas. Well, the last 2 weeks of December, I'll just put it that way, in order to bloom properly. If we don't do that, then they will not come up out of the ground very far. They'll bloom down close to the soil.
So if I don't want to go to the trouble of all the digging with those hyacinths, I just better put them in a pot?
Well, okay, that's not exactly what I was trying to imply. If you're going to plant hyacinths, you're going to have to dig. If you're going to plant them in the ground,
yeah.
The only extra work that you would have would be that you would take them back out again once they're through blooming and discard them and plant summer color plants in their place.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
All righty. And let's see where we're headed now would be to TJ in Granbury. TJ, this is Neil. Good morning.
Neil, good morning. I had a question for you. My neighbors have some issues with grub worms in St. Augustine. The size of these grub worms are, I mean, literally the size of dimes, you know, when they're curled up. Will they do damage also to Bermuda grass? I mean, I don't know exactly what they eat on the grass, but I'm just wondering if there's what exactly could happen to the Bermuda because the St. Augustine has it.
All right. And so these are below ground or above ground?
Well, believe it or not, we're finding some above ground.
All right. Those are not going to be the white grub worm that does damage to turf grass. Describe them to me. What color are they?
White in color, and I believe they look like they had brown heads on them.
All right, that's a white grub worm, so I take back what I said. That would be a white grub. You will almost never, ever see them above ground. They are the larval form of June beetles. June beetles fly in June, mate, and lay their eggs. In late June, the eggs hatch in early August. The tiny grubs are BB-sized at that point. They begin to feed quite near the soil surface, and they grow very quickly to be the size of what you're seeing during August. And by September, they're feeding very aggressively. September, October are their feeding times. They feed on roots. They are in the soil. They usually pretty much complete their feeding cycle by the 1st of November, but nowhere in that do they come above the ground. Maybe if it's a very wet area and they had to come up to get out of the water table, maybe that would explain it. I don't know, but I don't recall ever seeing one just wandering around on top of the soil unless I had done some digging first.
Right.
They devour roots. The threshold at which grubs can do damage to turf is 5 or so per square foot. That's a lot of grub worms. The worst I've ever seen was on Coit Road, off Coit Road in Dallas when I worked at the Texas A&M Center. La Manya was the street, and we saw 65 per square foot. They were small and just getting started. That was in 1974 or 5. They took out entire city blocks. I've not seen an infestation like that since that time. And I can't speak to whether your neighbors have that kind of damage in their St. Augustine, but I'm not hearing that kind of report from people where they can go out and just pick up their entire yard as if it were a piece of carpet with no roots attached to the soil. If that's happening, then the grubs are doing damage. And yes, they can also attack Bermuda grass just as happily. They're thrilled to be in Bermuda. But I doubt that. I doubt that you have that number of grubs. I doubt that they have done that kind of damage. If you did have grubs, I don't know that you can justify treating this late in the season. The time to treat is late June with Merit, M-E-R-I-T.
Okay.
So that's okay. That's everything I know about grubs. There's a lot online from if you do a web search on and enter the keywords city bugs, C-I-T-Y, city bugs, Texas A&M, white grub worm. It'll take you to something, I think, probably that Dr. Mike Merchant has written. Mike is the urban entomologist at the A&M Center in Dallas, and it would be an outstanding report and everything you need to know about him. All right, I guess he's gone. That phone sounded like it was coming and going. So anyway, I think he got the gist of most of that. All right, here is where we are. Here is where we are for phone calls. Zero right now. Like I say, I didn't give the number very heavily because we had so many calls and I knew it was going to be a wait for people. So right now I have no calls, and I have my longest segment coming up right after the newscast. If you'd like to ask a question, this is the perfect time. This is your time to call 800-288-WBAP. Punch it in quickly and you'll be up next. 800-288-9227. I get several calls in during that segment. 800-288-9227. Dallas Plumbing Company. This is the last time that I will do this ad. It says start, and it has a start date back in September. It says final air date, November 11, 2018. I think we're there, folks. I think this is your last chance. I'm going to give you a phone number so that you can call this number. You can call it today. This number is answered today. Get your foot in the door. Tell them you'd like to be called tomorrow to talk about this, that you're interested in a new heating and air conditioning system from Carrier. Here is the script that I'm supposed to read for this, but I want you to know that you need to call today. Right now, you can save up to $2,835 on a new Carrier high-efficiency air conditioning and heating system that could pay for itself in 3 to 4 years. Or you can choose 0% interest for 6 years. Call the air and heat experts at Dallas Plumbing Company for details and your free estimate at 214-761-6779. That number will be answered today, right now, at 214-761-6779, or visit dallasplumbing.com for more information about this and other special offers. Dallas Plumbing, established in 1903. They've been doing great things all of that time, 115 years. It's the same family that owns and operates Dallas Plumbing, the Downs family in their fourth generation. They are wonderfully nice people. They have done some great buildings within the Dallas-Fort Worth area, buildings that you know very, very well, and they can do your home as well. So call them. Dallas Plumbing Company serves all services, all makes and models, and they are a factory authorized Carrier dealer. Turn to the experts. That's Dallas Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning. And that phone number again for this offer that expires today. It's save $2,835 on a new Carrier high efficiency air conditioning and heating system, or choose 0% interest for 6 years. The phone number, 214-761-6779, dallasplumbing.com.
License is M39503 and TACLA 38830C.
All right, and thank you, sir, for that speedy little message. Let me give you our phone number again if you'd like to call. I have not given any credit at all today to Mike Bass, who is running the boards and answering the phones. Mike does a wonderful job for me, and so credit herein given. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Call right now if you will, please. Gutter Helmet. Want to get your gutters cleaned out? Well, the way to do it is to keep them clean in the first place. Have you ever been on your roof trying to lean over and clean out the goop? Have you ever been up on a ladder, leaning, putting your arm up into the gutter, wondering, what am I going to discover in here? And just let this image be there. Maybe there's a frog living in your gutter. Probably not, but it's a nice image. maybe worse. I'm just trying to scare you. But you know what? The real scare is that the ladder will slip and you'll fall. That really is a concern. Never have to clean your gutters again. Get Gutter Helmet. We've had it for 15 years, and we had it. We had some more put on, and we had some replaced that had become damaged with a limb that fell and some other things, and Gutter Helmet came out. Harvey Boulanger has the Gutter Helmet franchise for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. A nice person, and you will enjoy doing business with Harvey, but you'll also love having Gutter Helmet on your gutters. It can be put over existing. It is put over existing gutters, and they can match almost any roofing color you have, so you'll hardly notice that it's there. It has a nose-forward design. Let them show you what that means, or go to the website and you can see what it means. RBCRoofing.com. RBCRoofing.com. Phone number is 817-360-2505. 817-360-2505. And that's Harvey at Gutter Helmet, RBCRoofing.com.
Now, what's trending
on WBAP and WBAP.com?
A drug deal turned into a gun battle last night in Fort Worth. I'm Dennis Martin from the WBAP 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com, WBAP.
First, traffic and weather on the ones.
Construction is closed southbound Dallas North Tollway at the Katy Trail. That's between Mockingbird and I-35E. Construction's also blocked the HOV lane of southbound 35E. From I-30 over to Loop 12 Ledbetter. And construction's closed the HOV lanes on Highway 67 in both directions between Loop 12 Ledbetter and I-35E. For WBAP's first traffic on the ones, I'm Dennis Martin. Now the WBAP forecast. Cloudy today. Chance, just a chance for some afternoon showers. A high 52. Showers and storms likely tonight. The overnight low 44. On Monday, it'll be raining in the morning, then clearing in the afternoon. Temperature will fall to 38 degrees by late afternoon Monday. Right now, it's overcast, 48 degrees in Dallas. A mini crime spree erupted in southeast Fort Worth last night when a drug deal turned into a robbery. Two people were shot. Would-be drug dealers and robbers fled in a number of directions, crashing into other vehicles, fences, and trees as they tried to get away. Fort Worth police aren't sure they got them all, but they have made four arrests and seized drugs and firearms. Denton Police Department says one of its officers has been indicted on criminal charges. Officer Marita Buchanan has been indicted for insurance fraud, could get up to 2 years in state jail if convicted. Dallas Cowboys are on the road today, facing the Philadelphia Eagles tonight in Philadelphia. Game starts at 7:30 Central Time. Right now it's overcast, 46 degrees in Fort Worth. From the WBAP News Desk, I'm Dennis Martin. Next update's at 10 o'clock. 24/7 news coverage at WBAP.com.
Thank you, Dennis, very much. And again, our phone number, if you'd like to call, we have Diane. We'll go to her in just a moment, but you would not have a very lengthy wait, so give us a call, 800-288-9227. I have mentioned before that this time of year, I know that the ratings remain very, very high. I've seen the ratings for 41 years that I've been doing this this program here and elsewhere. And I see the ratings, and they're always as good at this time of year as they are the rest of the year. But people just tend not to have as many calls. They listen. They just don't reach out and call as much. So this is a great time. If you have things you've been intending to ask or anything, this is the time to make that call because you won't have much of a wait. The calls are not long, exhaustive diagnostic calls either. So the time to call right now, 800-288-9227. Let me tell you about Mueller right now and homegrown goodness. That's what Mueller's all about, after all. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 85 years, and now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble, bolt together greenhouses, come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18. They feature galvanized steel frames with more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. with hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, lockable walk doors and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while it protects your plants year-round. Don't let the weather ruin what you've worked so hard to produce. Get a great greenhouse from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553. MuellerInc.com. Mueller for greenhouses.
Now that the Democrats are about to take the House over, top of their agenda is to go after one of our most fundamental rights. I'll tell you what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. Coming up Monday night at 9:30 on the Chris Kroc Show. It all starts at 8 only on WBAP.
Fall is the best time to plant trees and shrubs in North Texas. I've been doing ads for Joe Covington and his team now for 35 or more years. And for all of that time, Joe has asked me to give that message in October and November. It is just the best time. Covington's has 18 acres of top performing plants to make your landscape beautiful. Fresh truckloads arrive daily. They have an enormous selection of gorgeous fall flowers, an incredible assortment, especially pumpkins, gourds, hay bales, everything you need to decorate for Thanksgiving color, and a gift shop filled with unique home and garden accents. They specialize in custom landscape design and installation. This is a great time to contract them to get started on the landscape of your dreams. Their lawn and garden services team provides professional lawn and landscape fertilization and weed and insect control to keep your yard looking great. Go to CovingtonNursery.com. That's a double N in the middle. CovingtonNursery.com for inventories with their plant varieties and prices, current specials, inspiration galleries of their landscape projects, and upcoming classes and events that you won't want to miss. They've been family-owned since 1972 with good old-fashioned customer service from Joe Covington and the entire team. You'll see the same people there that were there the last time you were there, and that is really comforting, really good. Open 7 days a week. They'll be open in about 20 minutes. At Covington Nursery, 5518 President George Bush Highway at State Highway 66 in Rowlett. CovingtonNursery.com, 972-475-5888, Covington's in Rowlett.
You deserve award-winning care. Baylor Scott & White Texas Spine & Joint Hospital Tyler is rated high-performing in hip replacement and knee replacement by U.S. News & World Report Best Hospitals. Find a physician at GetBetterTexas.com.
All right, thank you, sir. Let's go to Diane in Arlington. Hi, Diane. How can I help you?
Oh, good. Yeah, I live in Southwest Arlington, and I'd say about 3 years ago I planted a lot of daffodils. And then I've planted some iris bulbs, and I have all these leaves but no flowers.
All right. Tell me what varieties of daffodils you planted.
Oh, darn. I don't know. They're yellow, just plain yellow, but I don't know the brand.
All right. The common problem with some daffodils is that people go for the ones that are commonly sold with large flowers, very showy flowers, and they end up with varieties like King Alfred that are the great big ones. The large flowering, late flowering types like King Alfred and Mount Hood and Unsurpassable will bloom very well the first year, and then the second year and years thereafter, you'll get a few blooms or no blooms. You'll get all leaves. They look like liriope out in the landscape. They are not, they're called, they just don't naturalize well. They don't establish well. There are other types of daffodils that are early and somewhat smaller flowering daffodils that establish very, very well and will rebloom almost forever. They're fabulous. Varieties like Ice Follies and Carlton Cheerfulness. And some of those, Carlton is one that you might want to try.
Okay.
They give a beautiful show, and they are extremely dependable. Ice Follies and Carlton are the two top-selling daffodils worldwide. This is not just a Dallas-Fort Worth problem. This is pretty much everywhere that daffodils are grown. These great big ones that bloom late. will do that. What you really want to do is get smaller, mid-sized ones that bloom earlier. Ice Follies and Carlton are two of the very best.
Mm-hmm.
Now, now the iris, let me ask about the iris. Are these bearded iris or Dutch iris?
Uh-oh, I don't know. I just bought them at a garage sale that they were selling them.
Okay, do these, were these bulbs or were they rhizomes, roots?
Oh, I guess they were rhizomes, roots, yeah. They were kind of long, you know,
okay.
Long with the little roots on the end.
All right. Well, those should bloom very well for you. They need full sun. They need really well-prepared soil.
Uh-huh.
And they do quite well here.
Uh-huh.
The Dutch iris that come from bulbs are not,
oh.
You don't see them very often, but that's not what you have. You see them, but you just don't see them in landscapes coming back year after year after year like you do bearded iris.
Okay,
I don't know why yours are not blooming. I would just examine what they need and what might be going wrong with how you have them. But they should do well. Perhaps they were not healthy, vigorous plants when you got them, and they're trying to get reestablished. I don't know.
Is it like you have to only plant them not too deep or something, and do you have to fertilize them?
Yeah. Well, you have to fertilize any plant. Bearded iris, those rhizomes need to be very shallow. They need to be just barely beneath the soil surface or right at the soil surface. Most people who plant them without knowing iris very well will plant them like they do bulbs. They're not bulbs. And they'll plant them down 3 or 4 inches deep, and that's just really hard on the plants.
Okay. All right.
So if that might be what you did, you may want to lift them right now and get them up higher in the soil. That would help.
So the daffodils, you don't have to put them in the refrigerator like you were telling about the tulips?
No. Tulips and Dutch hyacinths are the two that you do that to.
Oh, hyacinth. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Diane. Let me go to Roy in West Fort Worth. Roy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Hey, I have a couple of quick questions for you. We have a new construction going on.
Yes, sir.
And is it too late to buy and install St. Augustine sod?
I think it is, Roy. I think it's really, really, really a gamble to do it now.
Yeah, because of the cold weather.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you for
winter
thank
rye
you.
Or something.
Yeah, you could do that. Bermuda grass, if Bermuda grass will grow where you're wanting it, and if you're satisfied with Bermuda, it has a chance of surviving the winter. People do plant it. People do plant Bermuda through the winter, but if you need or want St. Augustine, it needs to be planted between early April and 1st of September, preferably late August even.
Okay, and then is there very much prep work I have to do? The ground, the dirt has a lot of marble-sized rock in it. Do I need to rake all that out or put some topsoil down first?
Marble-sized is not a problem. If you can guarantee me that there's nothing down there size of grapefruit or oranges, then I don't think you have a problem, but marble-sized is not a problem.
How far down?
Oh, yeah. Life is such a compromise, isn't it? I would hope you'd have 4 or 5 inches of soil that doesn't have too much gravel.
Yeah, because I think they built it on top of a rock quarry or something, but as it gets bigger, the deeper you go.
Right. I don't know how to answer you without seeing it. You might talk to the people where you're buying the St. Augustine. Take some soil in with you. Take some that you have excavated out at 4 inches, and then take some that is from 6 or 7 inches down, and just show them what you're contending with and ask their advice.
Very good. Okay, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for the call very much. All right, we have another call that will come up after this last break. Mike in Keller. Mike, stay with me, please, sir. Let me tell you about Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Want to give it as a Christmas gift? I have made it possible to for you to save a good bit of money on it. The first book is $33.95 plus tax and postage. That is a bargain. That's the regular price, but even at that, it's a bargain. You can get the second and third book shipped to the very same address at the same time for only $28.95. And so you save $5 on each book by doing it that way. The books are not in stores. They're not on Amazon. The only way that you can buy them is from my office. The better way of the two is by ordering at neilsperry.com right now today. NEILSPERRY.com. But you can also call my office Monday through Friday if you need to. And that number is 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. I'll be signing tomorrow. We'll get them mailed tomorrow or Tuesday morning. And they make wonderful Christmas gifts. That's what I'm told. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, not in stores, not on Amazon. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs on high-quality paper, printed in Texas, not China. It's a hardback book. 11 chapters covering every aspect of gardening in Texas, outdoor gardening, from lawns and landscapes all the way through all the trees and shrubs to fruit and vegetables. That's the book, and I guarantee you'll be happy with it. Just $33.95, second, third books at $28.95. NeilSperry.com, NeilSperry.com, or if you need to call, 800-752-8255. Grow, but that number is only open Monday through Friday business hours. Better way is at neilsperry.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free weekly newsletter. It comes to your email inbox every Thursday evening just after 6. If you'd like to see what it looks like before you sign up, we have the 5 most recent issues on my website. Neil Sperry's eGardens newsletter with information for each gardening weekend. See it and sign up for it at neilsperry.com. NeilSperry.com. Click on eGardens on the navigation bar.
Good morning. I'm Tommy Brummett from First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney. The seasons change. The weather changes. Fall is here. And the steadfast love of God remains the same. Come and join us for worship in downtown McKinney, in Melissa, and in Trinity Falls. First United Methodist Church, where the love of God is proclaimed and where all people are welcome. God bless you and have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Tommy, very, very much. We will be there to help ring the bells for Veterans Day today at 11. Thank you. Let me tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair right now. And let me first of all preface this by saying I hope you never have foundation problems. But if you do, I am very comfortable in recommending this fine company to you. Their website is foundationrepairs.com. Foundationrepairs.com. plural.com. Advanced Foundation Repair. It's a phone number you have a hard time forgetting. It kind of rings through your numeric mind. 214-333-0003. See? It gets stuck in there. 214-333-0003. The home inspection they do is extremely thorough and it is free. It'll take about an hour to an hour and a half. If you have foundation problems, they will show you what and where they are. They'll tell you what it would cost to have them come do it. If you decide that's what you want to do, they will do it affordably, and they will do it quickly and get it done and give you a guarantee for the lifetime of your house. They are the best it gets. We've used their services, and I can tell you from firsthand experience and the notes and comments from many, many people over the years, they are great. Advanced Foundation Repair, foundationrepairs.com, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
You deserve to love your health care. Baylor Scott & White All Saints Medical Center Fort Worth is rated high-performing in congestive heart failure by U.S. News & World Report Best Hospitals. Find a physician at GetBetterTexas.com.
Thank you, Stubby. Let's go to Mike in Keller, our last call for today. Mike, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Well, I called in with one question, just thought of another, so hopefully it won't take too long. The first question is my community was built several years ago, and when built, all the properties were sodded with Bermuda 419. Well, a few years ago, my next door neighbor sodded over the Bermuda because of shade issues with St. Augustine. Now that it's established, it is heavily invading my yard.
Yes, sir. That's a real problem that we knew would become a problem when MSMA was taken off the consumer market. That was the only way to get rid of St. Augustine in Bermuda. It was the only way we had to get rid of Dallas grass in Bermuda. And all of a sudden, neither of those could be eliminated because MSMA was taken off the market 8 or 9 years ago. I'm going to say something that I have asked many people and have gotten a variety of answers. Talk to a lawn care company, tell them what your plight is, and ask them if they have a product that can be used to do exactly what you need to do to eliminate the St. Augustine without harming the Bermuda. I don't know if they have access to MSMA at a commercial license. I can't figure it out, honestly, and I've asked. My good authority with A&M, unfortunately, died several years ago, my dear friend, and I just need to get on the phone and make a bunch of calls to College Station, I guess. I just don't know where to call. But anyway, ask, because they seem to be able to get some things to get rid of Dallas grass and St. Augustine. But it's nothing you can buy and do.
I got it.
The people, when I put that on Facebook and make that same comment, people invariably will respond. I'll bet I'll get a comment today. Hey, Neil, I bought it. And then I say, he bought it in Canada and he bought 100 gallons. Okay. I don't think that's exactly consumer product. So anyway, go ahead.
But because of the fact that I can mow the Bermuda 419 very, very low.
That won't help. That won't help. I've got about 20 seconds and I've got to get a mention in for my new radio program.
Okay.
Call me back with that other question, Mike, if you will, or put it on my Facebook page. Folks, next Saturday from 1 until 3, I will begin a new program in addition to this one. I'm still going to be right here, but I'll be on 570 KLIF from 1 until 3 right after Ed Wallace, the car show. And I will look forward to hearing from you there. So, keep that in mind. Until then, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.